Officials and guests celebrated the arrival of Hawaii Mars water bomber in its forever home at the BC Aviation Museum during a ribbon-cutting ceremony held on Friday, September 20. Tourism Minister Lana Popham helped cut the ribbon accompanied by Steve Nicol, president of BCAM, and Wayne Coulson, CEO of Coulson Aviation, at the bottom of the Hawaii Mars staircase, which was donated by Air Canada. The ceremony also included a short program honoring the snowbirds for accompanying the last flight of the Hawaii Mars, on August 11, which was witnessed and enjoyed by tens of thousands of people. Nicol presented certificates of appreciation to some of the key players who helped save one of Canada's iconic national treasures, including Popham and Coulson, Adam Olson, MLA for North Saanich and the Islands, Lars Olson, Director of Airside Operations and Safety for Victoria International Airport, Tim Nicol of Nicol Brothers, Bob Saunders, John McManus, and project lead Richard Mosdell of Save the Mars team. When we look at that aircraft, the whole goal of saving it was so people can go inside and explore it, Mosdell, Mars project lead, said. Mars official tour guides brought guests inside the majestic aircraft's tail and cockpit, in a simulation of an actual tour, a dry run when the museum in North Saanich opens its doors to the public, with a long weekend special from September 28 to 30. The Hawaii Martin Mars water bomber, one of only two left in the world, now occupies a new outdoor display location next to the BC Aviation Museum at 1910 Norseman Road.